This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Chris. I am originally from Chicago, Illinois. So a lot of my stories actually go back to being a kid and growing up in Chicago. I have a lot of stories, but I thought it might be a good idea to start with some history with me going all the way back to being a really small baby. So first story, and this was told to me several times throughout my life by both my mom and my dad. Newlyweds, young baby, about 9 months old, finally to move out of, the parents' house, get their own apartment down the alley. And when they moved in, they were asked a couple times by the landlord if anything weird had happened or, if everything was okay. And they were like, yeah, everything's good. So they just kind of went on, painting the apartment and fixing it up. And they made friends with the lady across the hall that had lived there for a very long time. And she was an elderly lady. And her name was Carol. And she knew that my mom and dad were newlyweds and they didn't have a lot of money. So this was in the winter, right around Christmas. She gave them a Christmas tree, and it had, the lights and everything on it. And my dad wanted the tree to blink in order, top, middle, bottom was their goal. So they struggled with it all night, and my dad finally got frustrated and said, forget it, the tree's just going to randomly blink, whatever happens. So the tree was kind of just flashing on and off and kind of doing its own pattern. And we were fine with that. I mean, whatever. So we went to bed that night, and it was a small apartment, and it was wintertime. It was pretty cold. And I believe that we were all sleeping in the living room, which was like the warmest room, which is where the Christmas tree was. We're sleeping. I don't remember this. I was a baby, but my mom and dad are sleeping and we're all sleeping. And my mom says she distinctly remembers through her closed eyes being able to see the blinking lights of the Christmas tree, not realizing that they had been actually asleep for a lot of hours. She got mad and she tapped my dad and woke him up and said, hey, I thought I told you to unplug the Christmas tree. And he said, I did. And she said, well, no, you didn't, because look at it. And so my dad got up to unplug it and was like kind of confused, but like half asleep, so he didn't really think much of it. So he got up to turn off the Christmas tree, and he realized while he was standing there, he said, "Hey, look," and they kind of laughed because it was blinking in perfect order, top, middle, bottom, top, middle, bottom. And he is standing there and he says, "My mom, I told you I unplugged it." And so she's irritated and says to him, "You know, I'm not going to argue with you, whatever." And he's standing there holding the plug of the Christmas tree, in his hand. So they didn't quite know what to do. And my mom just said, "Okay, you know, good night." And as soon as she said that, the tree just went off, stopped blinking. Completely freaked out the next day, of course. They were reluctant to even plug the tree back in. But when they plugged it in, it went right back to the very random patterns. And they said they never actually got to the point of getting it top, middle, bottom like it was doing while it was unplugged in the middle of the night. So, yeah, that's my Christmas tree story. And so if you fast forward a few months later, their neighbor, Carol, had passed away. And her family gifted them a lot of her furniture, rocking chair, couch, you know, a lot of stuff. They said they knew that she would want them to have it. So the house was pretty well furnished with things from the neighbor. So a few months later, my mom is home alone. My dad's at work and she's at home with me. And I'm about, you know, a little less than a year. And she said, "I woke up really early in the morning, like screaming my head off in the room," which was unusual. So she was actually sitting reading through the Sears catalog. And if you're old enough to remember that, before the internet, before online shopping, you got a big old thick, heavy calendar every year. I'm sorry, magazine every year that you could go through. And it was like a wish list to order whatever. So my mom was sitting there kind of circling things and just looking through the Sears catalog. And she was sitting on the pull-out couch, but it was, you know, pulled out to the bed. So she said, you know, she was comfortable and she had her feet up and resting her back on the pillow. And she was looking through this magazine. I started screaming. She gets up and she flips the book over to keep her spot on the, in the book. So she wouldn't just close the book closed. She purposely left it on the page she was looking at, flipped it upside down on the bed, came in to see what was wrong with me. If you give me a bottle. Got me, you know, settled down, got me kind of back to sleep. And she said she closed the door and she went to go back to read her Sears catalog. And when she got just in the living room, she was shocked to see that the book, the magazine was actually no longer on the pull out bed. It was actually across the room on the rocking chair. And she said that the rocking chair was just ever so slightly still rocking back and forth. And she said she got the creepiest feeling and could not even handle being there anymore. And she grabbed me, she wrapped me up in a blanket, literally ran down the alley with no shoes on. And this is probably like February or March in Chicago. So it was pretty cold. She said there was still snow on the ground and she did not care. Grabbed me, ran down the alley back to my grandma's house and actually never went back to that apartment. Had my dad and my grandpa just go and pack and bring everything out of that apartment. And that was about that for that apartment. And after we moved out, you could actually see the apartment down the alley. And that apartment couldn't stay rented. It was always empty. And it was really creepy because from time to time, you would see the attic light just kind of come on or off during different times of the night or day. And my grandpa was kind of friends with the landlord in the neighborhood. And he asked him like, "Hey, how come you go up there and turn that, you know, light on up there? Isn't that running up your bill?" And he was like, "What are you talking about? Like, no one even ever goes up in the attic. Like, nobody has access to the attic and I don't go up there." My grandpa said, "Well, somebody does, because that light comes on and off, you know, at its own free will." And you know, it was just a really creepy place. And the stories just went on with the neighbors about it being haunted. And I guess after they moved, you know, my mom and dad stayed in the neighborhood and they were walking by and somebody came out and asked them like, "Hey, are you the people that used to live here?" And my mom, like, I didn't even want to stand in front of the apartment or talk about it, but they reluctantly said, "Yeah, why?" And the first question of this young couple that was living there was, "Anything weird ever happened in that apartment?" So yeah, I hope that wasn't too long. I have a whole lifespan. I'm 45, and that happened before I was a year old, and I have had a lot of paranormal experiences I would love to talk more with you about in the future. My name is Chris, and yeah, I hope to talk to you soon. Thanks, bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories.
When I first heard the words, "You have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.